Yeah, the kids like that.
Yeah!
Jabba the Wee's in a Marble Falls street game. Jabba the Wee in the club likes to make it rain. Jabba the Wee says he believes in the mean green.
Jabba the Wee,
that's just his code word for smoking weed. His life is all sex, drugs, and violence. Doesn't care about your moment of silence.
Paul in the...
Now you better let the big man speak. It's the Jabba the Wee.
Yeah, the kids like that.
Yay. Sponsor, Mino?
We're gone.
Oh, brought to you by Ragong.
My favorite sponsor.
A couple weeks ago, the news came down. There was a press release citing the desire to spend more time with his family. George Dunham announced his retirement as play-by-play voice of the University of North Texas Athletics.
Man.
And he joins us now.
That's unbelievable.
Talk about this difficult decision.
Hi, Jubb.
It was a tough call. Hey, fellas, how are you?
We are good, and you, sir?
Boy, he sounds hungover.
Oh, my gosh.
Does sound a little little plugged up.
How was LSA?
No, I'm still just a little hoarse, but from
bad mic?
Week's worth of...
Oh.
No, just a week's worth of the Ragonk flu.
Yeah.
Taking its toll. But I'm doing great. It was a great night last night, and it's going to be a great couple of days out here in Phoenix, so life couldn't be better.
You know,
Phoenix?
That's where he's moving to.
Wow. I'm
thinking about it.
Yeah.
Finally get
you
that.
You got the Amy B. ISDN?
Finally get that morning show?
Thinking about it.
This is interesting because there was a time not so long ago that side gig Giorgio was this out of control machine that would just never stop side gigging.
Didn't he do the Desperados games too?
He did the Desperados. He did VOTS. He did North Texas. So we're talking like every weekend, every day was filled with something.
Well, you must really. On Friday, he told us last night. Hi, George. How are you, buddy?
Hey, Corby.
So he told us last night that Friday nights, too, were occupied by high school games.
Yeah.
And so it was the entire weekend.
Has anybody ever pulled the wool over the eyes of the entire Metroplex more than George as far as he bills himself as this family guy who loves to... And all he does is look for reasons to leave his family.
And now that we're headed straight into empty nest land, now he's studying all the side
now you're
games.
Quitting all these things.
It was a pretty genius move, don't you think?
Yeah.
Like raising kids, and then when they're pretty much out of the house, just say, you know, I think I'm going to cut back on my schedule.
That's why your job.
I got to get some golf in.
Yeah.
Maybe a little time on the boat.
But you know what, though? I'm probably going to get laughed at here, but in all seriousness, when I first started in radio, it was so I could support a family that I had to do Friday night gigs. And, I mean, the North Texas thing was, just a huge, that was a huge get. But at the same time, it wasn't much money when I think about it now. But back then, you know, $150 a game or whatever I started for, 25 years ago, during the football season. Times that by four per month, that was pretty big. And I almost looked at it in the early days of survival.
Because you had a kid really young.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you started that thing early on.
Yes, absolutely. And it was tough. But I had a really understanding wife that really understood that was really the only way that I could stay in radio was to do games. It really was. And
that's also what people did back then, too. That was like what you did. Didn't you guys?
Like the boats came later.
Yeah, clearly.
Well, and then, I wasn't a talk show host until the ticket started.
How old were you?
I mean, I would occasionally. When I started North Texas, I was 25. And when the ticket started, I was 29.
Man, how old is George now?
He's really old.
I turned the big 5-0 this summer.
Man.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm 49.
You got to YOLO it now.
Yeah, totally.
Dude, we are going to have the biggest bash for his 50th.
Man.
Dude.
So many strippers.
I cannot wait.
but
make that camp up.
No, it was a it was crazy back in the day when I in football season would work 7 days a week. But at the same time, I didn't think a thing about it back then because I just I don't know, it's just what I did, and I really enjoyed it, and I still have enjoyed it these last couple of years. It's just.
But,
you know, there's some times that we'd get back on a charter at 3 o'clock in the morning, and I'd know that I'd have to, you know, be in the studio within 24 hours, still watch another, you know, a Cowboy game and the other NFL action. And it just, it really became a grind the last couple of years, and it didn't used to be that way. And I think that was, you know, the main reason for it.
Job, our most precious commodity is our time. Don't you
That's
think?
Right.
Don't you think? I mean,
yes.
it's
and you value it more.
Yes.
You value it more the older you get. Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
The less of it you have left.
Probably.
That's right.
Probably.
I'm on the back nine. Yeah, there's no doubt. A lot of us are on the back nine now, and might as well make it as good a nine as you can.
Yeah, man. What are we going to do with all these Saturdays?
I don't know, George. I don't think I've made the turn yet.
Dude,
I'm trying, though.
Donnie's probably going to live to be like 120 or something.
You know it.
All,
it don't crack.
And everything.
It don't crack.
So,
but it was, I tell you what, though, last night, though, having the hard line up there, and I thank Corby and Mike for that, you know, volunteering. Hey, let's just do our show from up there. Let's make a big deal about it. And they did.
What a sacrifice.
Thank you.
Well, I mean, they didn't.
Who could have done more?
They could have done the show in the studio.
I
could joke about everything.
I agree.
Shut
no.
up.
No, they drove 20 minutes. You're
hey,
right.
hey. It was cold. No, but there was a huge crowd that turned out, and it was a really cool event.
I'm messing around,
yeah,
George.
Man,
I love
great.
You. You're the best. I love Jubb Wood.
You could joke about everything. And then last night during the game, during timeouts, they were playing the video tributes from – man, just about everybody in town. Babe Laufenberg, Mike Ducey, Brad Schimm.
Oh, nice of them to ask
Sean
us.
Bass, Rich Phillips. Yeah, they didn't ask you guys.
No.
Well, they figured you wouldn't take it seriously, probably.
That we'd do Jab of the Week.
They got Sean and Rich Phillips, and they didn't ask you guys.
Wow.
Dave Barnett, Chuck Cooperstein. It was very touching.
Did Chuck call you a pansy over the for quitting?
No.
Pansy.
And
that's
you know
what you are.
His was one of the nicest ones. What he said was just really, really nice, and it meant a lot to me. So all that, everything North Texas did last night was just, I never thought they were going to do something like that. I figured Hank and I would talk about it at the end of the game. Oh, by the way, this is my last game, and they made a big deal about it last night and introduced me at halftime. And
oh, that's cool.
It was really cool. Yeah, it was really cool.
What do you think?
Did they let you play?
Skate a shift?
No. Oh, but here's another nice. Tony Benford, who I just love, the head coach at North Texas. He's just a nice, nice guy. And at the end of the game, he had the entire team come over and shake my hand.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, it was really cool. And some of those kids I've known for 4 or 5 years, and they gave me a hug, and it was really a nice moment.
What's the farthest they ever went in football or basketball with you calling the game?
Well, they won a bowl game just a year ago, won 9 games, and we've 4 conference titles.
Have they been to the tournament?
5, yeah, 3 times.
They coughed up a lead against Memphis.
2007 and 2010, and they did lead John Calipari's Memphis team in the second half in New Orleans.
Derrick Rose, Memphis?
It was, right?
Wow.
Right, George?
Was Rose on that team? See, that's already faded. 2007, was he? No.
Might be Tyreke Evans.
Yeah, sorry about all the confusion.
Yeah, I think that was Evans, yeah. But, yeah, they were great. I mean, they were, I think it was a 2-15 game, you know, 15 against 2, and it's great. And,
so you're not.
I mean, think about it. If you left when you left Liberty, or and when you left Ohio U, Dan, if you'd been told someday you were going to get to do Ohio U games, would you have been pumped?
Yeah. Back at the age of 25, that was my goal and my dream is to do play by play on some kind of a large level. And you did it, dude.
McDonald talk show host. Cynical guy.
Well, I appreciate that. That's one of the best compliments you could ever say to me.
I know,
but
you're awesome.
But no, you did it though. You live the dream, and then you found this too, which is I think we all think this is a dream we didn't know existed. But right. had this been on the plate, this might have been my dream in college. You know, had I known I could do this kind of stuff every day, I might not have ever thought I want to be a play-by-play guy. I did.
I heard the Hardline talk about this. What's the successor feeder frenzy going to be like?
Oh, my God.
Or is it already underway?
I don't know. I guess it's underway. I really don't know much about it. I really honestly don't.
Are you in, Bob?
I know there's a lot of people interested.
And there's a lot of there's a lot of North Texas guys out there that would, I think, really like to do it.
Like, there's no chance they would give a Liberty guy a shot at it.
Do you get to name your successor?
No. I've made a few suggestions, but
Scotty,
I don't know how much pull that.
Yeah, like
there's going to be a Dunham in this seat for 50
like Marv
years.
Marv Albert and his kids. Yeah.
What if Scotty was doing the game?
How mad would the
North Texas broadcast department be if they gave the job to Scotty?
I don't know. He may nail it.
He may. Well, that's awesome. Well,
I was going to apply, but you had to go to all the games, right?
You can't do it from your couch.
And they wouldn't.
I
tried to get him to move it to Southlake.
Is there any chance you could start this game at 4:30
and move the college to Southlake?
Yeah, I really need to be home by 7.
Way too early, and
I'm hungry.
Well,
we're proud of you, Jubb.
Corby is here for multiple reasons.
You're our leader.
Corby is here to beat the snow.
Yep.
Let's be honest.
Oh, yeah. I heard it's snowing big time, huh?
Hey, interns, if you want to learn how to be like Corby, I mean, it seems like he rolls out of bed in a pod-induced haze every morning.
And he does.
But look, he does, but he also says, all right, if there's a lot of snow, I'm going to get in there early and make sure I get to work.
True.
That's the kind of work ethic he has.
He's a pro.
That is smart.
It's unyielding.
That is smart.
And so I saw him in the hallway and said we were having Jubb on, and then he was like, oh, that's weird. He was carrying his guitar. He said, maybe we should do a quick little song for Jubb. And I said, well, we don't have any lyrics or anything. And so then this is just during the last break, by the way.
Okay.
We kicked something around, and we actually came up with something that we think is a nice tribute to you and your 25 years of service and of announcing North Texas games to the Metroplex. Would you like to?
I'd love to hear it. Corby's writing.
To hear this?
Look, this is co-written, okay? This is...
Yeah, we both did this.
Yes, this is the first...
While at the urinal.
This is the first collaboration between the two of us.
We're shifting blame, are we?
There's no blame! Okay.
We've never done this. No, it's...
No.
Okay.
All right, you ready?
All
George,
right.
Okay.
I'm ready. That's definitely Corby playing guitar.
Jubb, for 25 years... We think you deserve some stuff. But for the richest man at the ticket, sometimes objects just aren't enough. A gold watch would be nice, but we assume you have a few. So as a gift for your retirement, there's one thing we'd like to view. We want to see UNT make it to the big dance. Then we might see UNT hopefully advance.
Sorry, George. George, you've been at this for 25 years. I can't believe what you have seen. People pack their butts in the super pit to watch this mediocre team. But this year, it could be different. We have quickness and we have size. And we have one thing that the big dance loves, a plethora of big black guys.
We want to see UNT make it to the big dance. We want to see UNT hopefully advance. Nothing would make Giorgio happier than a tourney run from his team. If you want to honor Jubb's years of service, let's have him realize his best sports dream. We want to
see UNT.
UNT.
Make it to the big dance.
The big dance.
We want to see UNT.
UNT.
Hopefully advance.
Advance.
We want to see UNT.
UNT.
Go on an amazing run.
We want to see UNT.
UNT.
Give George this gift now that he is done.
Wow.
We love you, George.
All right. Yeah. Yeah.
Greatest ever.
That is what we would like to see.
No, it, yes, we want to see that.
It may be the greatest ever.
We would like to witness
it
that.
It just may be.
For you.
We
want you
gonna
to
ever
witness
bring
that.
You down. Wow.
Wow.
Man, that is, you guys are like Lennon and McCartney. You know, Dan's written some stuff, Corby's written some stuff, but you put you two together.
It's finally, let's get together and
really
do it together.
My face hurts.
Wow.
Man, that was beautiful, guys. Thank you so much.
We love
that
you, George.
Really was awesome. Well, I love you guys, too, and I appreciate you.
Maybe they can play that,
share that moment last
maybe they
night.
Can play it on the big screen for the next home game.
Yeah, we may rewrite the second version. Yeah.
Boy, the video is going to be great. All right.
Moment of silence for George's career.
Paul in
play by play
in North Texas.
Play by play career.
Yeah.
For UNT.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, Jubb. You hang up.
Thanks, fellas.
Bye.
Bye, Jubb. Love you, Jubb.
See ya. Thank you for the song.
Love you.
Yes, thank you for the song, boys.